Welcome to Mad Tech Daily, your go-to podcast for the latest in media, advertising, and technology. I'm your host, Dot, and today we've got a jam-packed episode looking at a consumer privacy settlement and figures covering the latest earnings from ITV as well as UK ad spend. First up, Oracle has agreed to pay $115 million, equivalent to around £89 million, to settle a lawsuit accusing it of privacy invasions. The suit alleged that Oracle collected and sold personal information without consent, violating federal and state privacy laws. Despite denying any wrongdoing, Oracle's settlement means they'll stop gathering user-generated information from previously visited websites and text that users enter in online forms on websites which are not their own. The settlement still needs a judge's approval, but it's a significant move in the ongoing battle for online privacy rights. In other news, ITV's advertising revenue has seen a notable 10% boost in the first half of the year. This increase surpassed their expected growth, largely thanks to the Euros. Digital advertising revenue also climbed 12%, and streaming hours surged by 15%. Although total viewing for ITV dipped slightly, their strategic focus on premium events like the Euros helped solidify their ad revenue gains. Switching gears to the broader UK market, ad spend hit a record high in Q1, reaching £9.2 billion, according to the latest expenditure report from the Advertising Association and WARC. This represents a 9.3% increase, driven mainly by online ad formats, which now account for nearly 80% of total ad spend. Interestingly, the out-of-home segment saw the strongest growth at 16.4%. It's a promising outlook for the advertising industry at the moment. That wraps up today's episode of Mad Tech Daily. Thanks for tuning in. On ExchangeWire, don't miss Matt Broughton's dive into the DOJ's Google case coming up in September, examining the potential ramifications for Google and the impacts on the wider ad tech ecosystem. John Snyder, Grapeshot's co-founder, also shares his insight into the future of contextual technologies. Until next time, stay curious and stay informed.